sight. Dan, what do you think of the game so far?
I think it's been a good game. It's been very even. Sampdoria have obviously down to 10, but I think they've done really well so far. I like what I've seen. What I've seen of Bari as well. You wouldn't think that these two teams have bottom Serie B.
Yeah, I mean, both sides are playing quality. Bari with 11 men, Samp with 10 because Ulukic got sent off as I adjust some of the gear. But Sampdoria have played well with 10 men, to be honest. They've done okay. They've been under the pump for the majority of the second half. They're trying to score here. They've got a rare corner, and it goes, and it's up and away about 7 yards out. They still get it back here. Long-range volley. That might go out for a throw rather than a goal kick. No, it's a goal kick there. A few good efforts from Bari. They came close two or three times. The penalty saved. Goal disallowed from the Lasagna.
Yeah, the penalty save will hurt them. I mean, the way they've been playing, it's been good, they've been productive, but at this level you need to take those chances, particularly because they've got 1 point in three games, they need to make it count, and they haven't yet. They may still do, but they haven't yet.
Yeah, both sides have 1 point. It's making a change. We'll see if the stadium announcer is going to continue to chat, or we're going to see some of who's coming on. Massimo Corda's off, the big striker. Yeah. Decent start to the season despite Sampdoria not able to get a win. They got a new coach, Andrea Sottil, taking over from Andrea Pirlo after the loss in Salerno, which we were there for. On has come, who is that, number 84, Nikola Sekulov. He's come in for the final, what have we got, about 15 minutes?
Yeah, maybe 15 minutes.
Including stoppages, so Sampdoria looking to hold on with 10. We should mention, we've done a piece on the passing of Sven-Goran Eriksson, which you good self wrote. They had a tribute to him before the game. The kids, the banners, incredible.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, an absolute legend of the game and a legend of Sampdoria. The last manager to win a trophy with Sam. And just a special figure for, not just for Sampdoria themselves, but for culture as a whole, you know. Anyone who grew up watching Football Italia will remember him. Just an absolute great of the game, a legend of the game.
Everyone loved him, Sven. But we were looking up one of the team sheets from one of the previous head-to-heads between Samp and Bari, and Mihailovic scoring that free kick back in 1997. That's when Eriksson was here in the mid-90s. What a time to be alive.
Oh, absolutely.
For Samp.
I mean, when you think about it, Eriksson came on as Sampdoria after the assault Bialy to Juventus, and he still managed to manage Roberto Mancini, Clarence Sedic, Juan Sebastian Verón, Enrico Chiesa, you know, you name them. These are like the who's who of Italian football.
Yeah.
And Sampdoria weren't top dogs anymore by then.
So this is so much fun. Favazzulli's
been good today, by the way.
Yes.
We'll go on, Dan.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, you know, Sampdoria weren't top dogs anymore in Italy in terms of the Scudetto. But they still had so much talent in the team, and, you know, They were a great side. They were an entertaining side. Watch, David Blatt said that he never had as much fun playing football as he did at Sampdoria. And this is from a man who won a cup with us.
Invitano i tifosi ospiti a rimanere nel proprio settore e a seguire le istruzioni delle forze dell'ordine per l'uscita dallo stadio.
Is that time of the game when the stadium announcer makes sure that the away fans are going to stay where they are because they're going to leave later after all the Samp fans are gone, the travelling Bari fans. They've been so vocal today. But just on that note, and a good segue from the David Platt mention there, the shout out, we've done a piece on that this morning, which went up on the website, tweeted that out. David Platt, I thought he wanted to be the English Maradona, and he came with Bari, left for Juventus, finally came here to Sampdoria.
Yeah, he came to Sampdoria, won the Coppa Italia with Sam, and he said that he loved it here and he never had as much fun on a football pitch as he did at Sampdoria. That tells you everything you need to know about how good the team was.
Yeah, what an atmosphere here. I mean, the fans have been unbelievable. There's Tutino. Was in the half space on the right side, having a shot with just under, 8-9 minutes to go. And Bari still probably deserve to be a goal ahead based on the amount of chances that they generated. But the David Platt derby of sorts. But what a team back then. There's a chance in the box here for Bari. The volley, oh, what a block that is. Still the shot will come, and a big save from Bismarck. The tap in Some fans, there's a force field on Bismarck's goal today.
That is a goal coming, I think. You just feel that it's a goal coming.
You feel like, Murray have had so many chances, you feel they just can't score, and some might nab a late one. Andreas Odile's first game in charge, we might get another press conference later on. Look at that, now the flares are out, the smoke, flags, there's a bit of a soot down that way. And they could have been all over to the other side.
Maras is the most English of Italian grounds. But the atmosphere is just something else, isn't it?
Oh, into the middle, Totino shoved off the ball, but he's held firm. Bari's struggling now, and Faletti had a free kick. The Bari fans all thought that it went in because they're putting this corner over near the Curvanon. Something from the left now, good ball, but headed up and away, that's Vicari. And now Boris Radunovic, former Cagliari keeper. So referee Maresca is here, being a little bit controversial with some of his decisions. So Dan, just going back to the mid-90s there, that team, the last time these two, well not the last time they played here, but one of the iconic games where the late Sinisa Mihailovic smashed home that free kick in the 84th minute in 1997 in November. He also had another attempt in that game from 30 metres, which was saved. But you look at those teams, Bari with Mancini, they've got Menighetti, Garcia, everyone remembers Luigi Garcia, Ingerson, Giorgetti, Marcolini, Teixeiras, and up forward, Phil Mazinga, who was sent off in that game.
I mean,
Mauro Bressa, who you mentioned before in one of the other pods.
Yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, look at the pulling power of teams back then. It's nothing like Serie A as these days, unfortunately. It's just incredible to think that like these two clubs were in Serie A. Obviously, Samp, Modern Bari.
Shots coming, blocks coming.
And now they find themselves at the bottom of Serie B.
Bottom of Serie B, both these clubs coming in 18th and 19th position. Wouldn't Sampdoria lover Juan Sebastian Veron at this point in
Wouldn't
history.
They just?
Salzano, Mannini, Mihailovic. And this is at the end of that domination that they had.
No, that is very much towards the back end of their glory.
Veron in goals, Montella up forward with Sandro Tovaglieri. Also Franceschini on the bench. They've got Scarchilli, Jürgen Klinsmann as well.
Yeah.
And that was Boskov's side against Fascetti's Bari.
You know, when you think about it, Samp won 7 major trophies in 10 years and they haven't won anything since. That goes to show how unpredictable football can be.
Yeah, and Parma's a similar situation.
Yeah.
Halcyon days back then. Here's Bari again. Faletti. Now Lasagna missed his penalty. Had a belter of a goal disallowed in the first half. He's been good, I think. Bari fans will appreciate his effort up forward. Novakovic shot taken out.
This game is bubbling up nicely.
By Romano Longo, and here comes Bari again. It's no. He's going to try and bring in Atkinson Miro. It's a tame effort from outside the box. And fortunately for Bari, another chance bites the dust. That was Carlo Lulic, former Frosinone man. Sub down to 10 men since, what, the 13th minute?
Yeah.
So it's a tough day in the office, but spectacular evening. It's a 6 p.m. kickoff. We're here in the suburb of Marassi. You'll know the stadium as the Marassi. The signage just in front of us in that tribuna over there, Distinti. We've got one from Como, one from Indonesia, the Maremma, Sampdoria Club, Pavia.
As far away as Bavaria, right in front of
us.
Yeah,
Bavaria, yeah, good. Verona,
yeah.
Levanto, also
Malta.
Which one's that?
Malta and Brazil.
Malta, yeah, true. The Mantovani club there, the banner. There's a Mantovani playing for Bari today. He's on loan from Ascoli, so no lineage there. Sump with the ball. We're in the, what is this, the 88th minute. 0-0 at the Marassi. Match day 4, Serie B. And both these sides at this stage are going to take a point apiece, no goals, and they will stick down that bottom area of the Serie B Campionato standings, and we're going to have 2 points at this point.
I ask you, would Andrea Sutil on his first match in charge be happy with the point?
I think given that they received the red card in the 13th minute, absolutely, that's a nightmare start in anyone's, you know, assessment. That is a very, very tough thing to come in after Andrea Pirlo was able to get the side into the playoffs last season to try and get Serie A promotion. And now Sutil, I guess he's got most of the season. That's if he sticks around. Gave it away, and then Dangasseri, the shot comes. Oh, that was a beautiful right hand parry. Bang, almost a cricket little tuck down the third man from Bismarck.
Bismarck has been excellent.
He's been so good, and it was such a shame to see him concede that early error at the Areki on Tuesday night against Salernitana. And here come Bari with a corner, and it's just in front of their fans down there. Yeah. Look at those flags have been going through half time, they were waving.
They have been unbelievable.
We've got some footage, we'll try and whack it in. But it's on the other side of the media stand here. Here's Bari with a late corner. I might get something here. Now they're going to retake it.
No more VAR drama.
He's going to is Maresca having a conversation? But you have to say, like, the home fans.
Sono stati assegnati 5 minuti di recupero.
5 minutes of stoppages. But the fans have been amazing. Like, you'd think there might be a few people jumping over the fence when your home side gets a red card after just the first quarter of an hour. There's a shot coming in from the edge of the box. Blocked. Good to Lasagna, but out for a goal kick.
I think it's amazing talking about the fans. So, you know, we said the both sides are languishing at the bottom of the table. The football has not been great so far. They've been much better, both of them. And most sets of fans have been superb. They've been behind them from minute one. And it just goes to show how, you know, too often we're too ready to point out the reactionary side of football. But the reality is, and like, fans will get behind you if they see an effort being put out there, and there's been plenty of that tonight.
It's true. Oh, look, from our perspective, coming to these games in Italy, there's always a few challenges in the lead up to games, no matter what, whether it's transportation, but we need things to be a little bit more attractive for fans abroad in foreign territories. The calcio purists from Football Italia days in the 90s, they know what to expect, especially in this iconic stadium here. The Marassi is one of those experiences that are always recommended by those Serie A fans of the past 30 years. And a lot of players, as you said, David Platt said he had the best one of his career here.
Yeah.
It is just immaculate. Despite I don't want to use the term decaying, but it is aging, we'll say.
It's rough around the edges.
Some new cladding. Yeah. I've never been to the Marassi before today, and upon approaching it, you don't really realize that that's the stadium until you see the reinforcements, the engineering around. And then because you understand what it's like from the inside, they don't really promote the outside of it, do they? You don't see anyone saying, wow, look at the Marassi from the outside. But inside, it's
very
incredible.
Much a case what you go in is happens inside the stadium, not outside, which I think is refreshing in this day and age.
Yeah. And we've got some footage of the fans before the game, upon entering, upon, you know, just swarming in outside. We're going to be back tomorrow as well for the Genoa-Verona game. Yeah. We're doing a Genoa feature, not just on coming to the games, not just a cultural binge, but also we'll tackle a Genoa spending sort of 24, 48 hours in a Genoa piece for you, which we've done with plenty of other articles on our site. We've got an Udine one up now, also Benevento, where we went during the week on the Campania cultural binge, where we went to Napoli, Benevento and Salerno. Before that, we did Brescia. We did also, straight after that, Parma, Verona and Torino for the Juve-Como game. And we're going to be back after the international break with Como's first home match against Bologna. Good ball in, there's a chance. Oh, what a save. That's a beautiful save from Radunovic. Tight angle, but thought we might get a massive, massive celebration there. Barry defenders down, referees bringing them on, and we're well into stoppages now. So let's tackle the, well, we've put it on the Destination Couch website of late. We've got also the Chiesa piece he put out, why Euro 2020 winner could be a bargain.
Former of Disparis.
Yes. A day in Fair Verona. Lauren put that one up this week. We've got all the stadium guides. We're going to put up the Marassi one now. We've got the Arechi and the Ciro Vigorito, which is a lovely little stadium. Also, the Maradona went up. We've had even Novara's up, because we went there at the start of the season to see the Serie A legend.
Attenzione, si invitano i tifosi ospiti a rimanere nel proprio settore e a seguire le istruzioni delle forze dell'ordine per l'uscita dallo stadio. Grazie.
It looks like it might end up a 0-0 draw here, but we'll finish up this pod with just going through some of the article you put out today, how David Platt went from the Maradona Bari to Sampdoria icon. And you talk about, like, back in the footballing days in the mid-90s, you know, trying to convince him back then.
Yeah.
That in 2024, both his sides will be in Serie B.
I think like Bari, who had just been promoted two seasons before, managed to sign one of England's World Cup stars.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting how Roberto Mancini wanted him for 4 years before he moved to Sampdoria, and he kept tapping him up, we would say today, to convince him to come here. I mean, that in itself is an amazing story, having one of Italy's most iconic players wanting him to join his team. He don't come much better than that.
Yeah. And he was well known in Italy before he signed for Bari, because he scored for England.
Yeah, the Italian 90.
So. And you talk about him being the Maradona of Bari. He sold to Juventus. He didn't really get that much game time. That was a risky pass there. Sampdoria looking for a late winner. He won the UEFA Cup with Juventus, struggled to establish himself in that star-studded squad. Roberto Mancini convinced him to come to Genoa to play with Sampdoria. And it's a great article. We've always got some nice imagery in there. There's one of Mullet, Mancini with Platt, and also one of him playing for Bari. I guess we'll dub this one the David Platt derby, Sampdoria and Bari, Serie B now. But as I was saying before, you may have been able to convince him that Bari would be in Serie B all that time ago, but maybe not Sampdoria, because they were really woven into the fabric of the top team.
They were, absolutely they were.
That is the final whistle here at the Marassi Stadio Luigi Ferraris. Dan, what's your overall thoughts as the crowd wrap us up?
I think it was good. A very entertaining little draw. I think Sampdoria won't be disappointed with the point. As I said, as a new manager, Sotil, starting off with a point is crucial. You don't want to lose your first game as a manager. And there's plenty to build on from both sides from what we saw tonight.
Yeah. Look, let's go and see. We'll see during the week what the press say about Andrea Sotil and his debut. I think he's done okay considering 0-0, 10 men after 13 minutes. Bari, disappointing for them. They had a lot of the possession, a lot of chances. The Marassi's going to start filtering out. Not those fans, though, and not those.
They won't be going anywhere.
They're not going anywhere for a while. I think they may actually congratulate the 10 players that played the majority of the match as they
you
go.
You think so, didn't you? And likewise, the players should be congratulating them.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Destination Culture Pod, Dan Canzi and David Farini. We'll be back for the Genoa Verona. This pod will go up very, very soon. We'll leave you with the Sampdoria home fans at the Marassi.